ShelbyPodcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim. Great feed, Carter Kleiman. Got it for two. 36-34. Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Locked on the play. Wow. Locked on the play. Jacob Kleiman, outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Lauderdale, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Lauderdale girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Lauderdale denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way.
here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Shoulders, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good afternoon to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie girls in action versus Marion Local today. Fort Loramie 18-0 on the year, 10-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Marion Local 14-4 on the season. Winners of 12 of the last 13. Now, Marion Local has lost to Lima Bath, Lima Shawnee, St. Mary's, and to New Knoxville back on December 2nd. A league loss. Marion Local trails the Rangers by one game in the MAC standings. That was a five-pointer, 43-38. New Knoxville beat Marion Local about 7 weeks ago. That game was tied at the end of three quarters. The last opponent for Fort Loramie on Tuesday was New Knoxville, which gave Fort Loramie trouble. Redskins did lead with a minute and a half to go by 11, wound up winning by 5. Fort Loramie offensively hasn't played as well the last 2 to 3 weeks as it did the first portion of the season. That's to be expected. You're going to have some peaks and valleys. Fort Loramie's constant defense, it has been superb all year long. Speaking of defense, Chuck, I would expect Marion Local to zone some here today. New Knoxville did on Tuesday, and it was pretty effective.
Well, anybody who's watched Fort Loramie play, I mean, unless you can match up athletically with them, and so far there's nobody that has.
Right.
I don't know why everybody doesn't zone them and make them move the ball, make them shoot the ball on you from the outside. If you try to play man-to-man on you, they will carve you up.
Against New Knoxville on Tuesday night, Fort Loramie won it by 5, as I mentioned, 44-39. Colleen Brando, he had 10 points, 2 threes. Ava Turner, 5 points, 1 3. Riley Heitkamp, terrific floor game, 7 points, 1 3-pointer. Ava Shoulders had 6. And how about the freshman, Victoria Mesher, Avery Brandewey, combined for 15 in that game on Tuesday against New Knoxville. They did make only 3 of 8 free throws, did the freshman pair. As a team, Fort Loramie was 12 of 19, below par for the Redskins girls, who are averaging about 77% at the stripe on the year. Nonetheless, a big victory by Fort Loramie. 18 in a row this year. Redskins girls have won 73 of their last 74. Number one in the state again in girls D4, having achieved 3 straight State of Ohio AP poll championships the last 3 seasons. One common opponent, Chuck, Lima Bath, a team that nipped Marion Local, a club that Fort Loramie beat in a game we covered a week ago by 13.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at common opponents, sometimes it makes a difference. Sometimes it just didn't really tell you anything. But this is going to be a good game today. I mean, Loramie, like you said, they've been kind of in a scoring doldrums for a little bit. They're going to have to figure it out today, because I'm looking down there, and they got a little bit of size. They got a lot of experience, and they're very, very well coached.
Yes, they are. Beth Strive in year number 5. She worked under Treva Heitkamp, the longtime head coach at Marion Local. She was there 25 years. Beth was under Treva for about 10 seasons.
Beth has been the mentor for the last five. Carla Siegel, you're number 23.
Wow.
For the Fort Loramie girls program.
It's amazing. She started coaching when she was 14.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Building components for these two teams today. Fort Loramie's got to get outside shooting. Colleen Brandewey, Ava Turner, Riley Heitkamp. Redskins have got to run the floor, force some turnovers. For Marion Local, it's zone, defend well against Fort Loramie, and hope that Sammy Ulcher, the 5'9 senior guard who's played the bulk of 4 years on the varsity, can get her 15 points per game or better. Lindsay Koenig, 5'10 junior, averaging 8 a game, is coming off a 21-point performance recently against Fenster. Those are the key building components here today for these two clubs. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. In just 1 minute, we'll have our radio station pregame break of 60 seconds. That's coming up here in a matter of a half minute to a minute or so. Our Fort Loramie game sponsors, three of which are with us each and every Fort Loramie game only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. And don't forget Brookins in Fort Loramie. You've heard from Brookins already in our pregame. There's no good eating place quite like Brookins. Pork chop special tonight, marinated. They're savory, tasty, delicious. Don't miss Brookins and the pork chops on Saturday evening. 1 minute radio station break is next. Fort Loramie girls host Marion Local. Should be an outstanding game here today on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com today, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Your number one insurance agent again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006 and 7. We could not have gotten off the ground 16 years ago without the assistance and support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Thank you so much to all the staff and associates at LaCal, plus Mary Lee Smock and Roger Dietrich. Thanks from scoresbroadcast.com. to Local Equipment. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure Comm in Minster, S-E-C-U-R Comm, online at securecomm.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio, and Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. A new sponsor we will hear from next is the cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road. That's south on Needmore in North Dayton off of I-75. Phone 937-567-0878 for the cell phone shop. Mention scoresbroadcast.com. Get 15% off at the cell phone shop. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell phone shop. Dayton.com.
It is Fort Loramie 18-0 against Marion Local 14-4. Our radio station sponsors, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, DC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire in Sydney. Back in a moment with the starting lineups on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-Tangeman-FH.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I am Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Welcome back to the Fort Loramie Gym. Super crowd on this Saturday afternoon for this game between the visiting Marion Local Flyers and the home standing Fort Loramie Redskins. Fort Loramie will open with Colleen Brandewey at a guard, 5'7 senior, 12 points a game. Ava Turner, 5'8 junior, 5 points a game. Riley Heitkamp, 5 foot 5 inch senior guard, 8 points per contest. Ava Shoulders, 5'10 senior post player, averaging 13.5 a game. Senior Kara Meyer, 3 points a game, 5'8 senior forward. For New Knoxville, or I should say Marion Local. New Knoxville, the previous Fort Loramie opponent. Redskins won it on Tuesday night by a score of 44-39. New Knoxville, a team which has beaten Marion Local by 5. That game was tied up at the end of 3 quarters. Ava Unrost starts at guard, 5'6 freshman. Ava Unrost at guard. Stella Hilsman, a 5'9 junior at a forward spot for Marion Local. Olivia Demange, a 5'7 senior, starts at a wing. Sammy Holscher at guard, 15 points a game, 5'9 senior. Lindsay Koenig, 5'10 junior, forward position, averaging nearly 8 points per outing. Marion Local in the road, bright royal blue, gold numerals, Fort Loramie, the home white. With the red numbers outlined in black, or Chuck, is it black numbers outlined in red? Yes. Opening tip won by Marion Local. Flyers have got the ball right in front of us. It's Unrost. Hands off to Demange, 25 feet away. Guarded out there on the floor by Colleen Brandewey. Demange on the bounce, looks inside for Koenig, can't find her. Dribbling to the right side of the floor, it's Stella Hilsman. Out on top to Demange. Marion Local yet to penetrate the three-point arc. Here's Unrost. Here's Holscher. Ball lobbed down inside. They try to throw it to Lindsay Koenig. It's a bad toss, and Fort Loramie's got it. 50 seconds into the opening period, Marion Local didn't get a good look. Not a shot. Fort Loramie on the steal. Top of the circle, Brandewey. The right side of the floor, Ava Shoulders. Look at her go to work down the lane. Got all the way to the rack, but threw it up there strong. And Marion Local's got the board. Streaking down the floor, Stella Hilsman into the lane. Coughed up the ball. Out of bounds it goes. 2 turnovers in the first minute for the Flyers. Here is Marion Local, token pressure in backcourt. It's fed up ahead to Riley Heitkamp. She streaks into the corner of the floor and whistles a pass right by a teammate. So far, Chuck, all thumbs both ways.
Yeah, that was, I don't know who she was throwing that to, but there was nobody there.
Well, we played a minute 15, no score. Dribbling between the legs, it's Unrost, top of the circle. Throws it near side to Demange. Fort Loramie misplayed, overguarded. Long shot, wide of the mark, no good. Marion Local stick back misses, and Fort Loramie's got it. 2 good attempts for the Flyers, neither would fall. Deep in the left corner, Ava Turner. Sized up Marion Local defensively, Chuck. Looks like a man-to-man.
Yeah, they're playing straight man right now.
far right wing. It is Brandewey. Foul line to Karamire. Open 15-footer off the flange. No. Rebound Marion Local. Here come the Flyers. Forecourt left. It's Demange. Drives toward the left corner. Swings it back on top to Sammy Holcher. Holcher to Unrost. Down inside to a post player. Shot put up on the go by Demange. It's strong. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Long heave down the floor. Ava Turner catches and bolts to the rim and puts it through. 2-0 Fort Loramie. 5:48 to go in the first. Marion Local, last journey down the floor, did get a couple good looks. Here's Sammy Holcher on the arc. Here's a long three-pointer, left corner, in! Wow, what a bomb to Lindsey Koenig from distance. 3-2 Flyers. Koenig stands 5'10". She can shoot it from long range. Had a dazzling 21-point show against Minster recently. Dribble drive, Riley Heitkamp down the right side of the lane. Got into a cluster of blue shirts, had it blocked. Marion Local's got the ball. Crossover dribble straight away by Demange. Loses it near midcourt. Brandewey on her. Picked back up by Holcher. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. 3-2, Marion Local. Flyers look working around. Look for the cutter, Unrost. Unrost gets it in the lane. Feeds to the corner for a long-range shooter. Barely caught, iron. Jump ball. It's on the hardwood. And it's a Redskins possession. And here comes Skylar Albers and Avery Brandewey onto the floor for Kara Meyer and Ava Turner for Fort Loramie. We've got six players in backcourt. Pressure applied by Marion Local. 4:48 to go in the first. Ava Schultz walks it up and over for the Redskins. Hands it off to Riley Heitkamp near the timeline. Right flank, Colleen Brandewey. Ava Schultz pops out to catch. Left wing, Skylar Albers, who guns a long three ball and buries it. Skylar Albers right on the button. That's what Fort Loramie needs to jumpstart the offense.
Yeah, she's been kind of a scoring slump. That might get her going.
5-3 Fort Loramie. Here's a runner down the lane by Unrost of Marion Local. Off to the right, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Schultz has got it. She's bumped and fouled on the play by the new post player who's checked in. Molly Winner, 6-foot senior for Marion Local, collided with Schultz and put her on the deck. 4:16 to go in the first, 5-3 Fort Loramie, and the Redskins misfire on the inbounds pass, and it goes out of bounds. That's communication.
Well, you won't see Schultz make that kind of mistake very often.
Nope. Marion Local's token pressure in backcourt causing Fort Loramie a little bit of difficulty here at the start. Ball fired in from below the rim to Holcher on the arc. Long left-hand bomb. Got it for Marion Local. Three-pointer by Holcher. Flyers have netted two triples and lead it 6-5. 4 minutes gone, opening period. Down the left side, it's Albers. Albers darts to the foul line. Running one-hander in the lane. Banked it, rimmed. Good strong rebound by Schultz on the arc to Riley Heitkamp. Weaves to a teammate. It is Victoria Mesher, glided through the lane, didn't shoot, threw it back on the arc to Heitkamp. Fort Loramie resets. Albers finds Schultz loose underneath. Left-handed shot is good. Fine pass.
Yeah, good back door.
Outstanding movement by Schultz, who shook free. 7-6 Fort Loramie. 3:27 left to go here in the first quarter. Marion Local throws cross court. Caught by Demands with the left hand. In traffic, overshoots it down inside. Good defense by Fort Loramie, which has the ball. Long heave to Albers inside the arc, left wing. Overshoots. Good, strong, weak side rebound by Mesher. Throws on the arc to Riley Heitkamp, who rims out a three ball, and Marion Local's got the board. Trailing by 1-7-6. 3 minutes left, first quarter. Look at Holcher go to work, sprinting down the left side, overguarding foul. Fort Loramie was beaten by Sammy Holcher, who draws the common personal. Brandewey and Turner back in for Fort Loramie for Albers and Schultz. 2:58 left in the first. Substitution for Marion Local. Nora Eckstein is in, 5'9 sophomore. Below the rim, the Flyers, who are down one, play it in. It goes to Eckstein. Down near midcourt to Sammy Holcher. High dribble. Brandewey on her. Ball thrown to the foul line to Unross. Dribbles behind the back. Whips it left side to Eckstein. Coming out to catch it is Koenig. Koenig starts a drive on Brandewee. Pulls up. Throws to Holscher left corner. Cross court skip pass to Eckstein. Open three-pointer. Lip the rim. No good. Strong rebound inside by Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie. Outlet down the right side to Ava Turner. Turner near side to Victoria Mesher. Now between the rings, it's Jaden Rose who's in off the bench for Fort Loramie. Now Colleen Brandewee simply cannot get free. Holscher on her like glue. Down to 2 minutes to go, first quarter, 7-6 Fort Loramie. Ava Turner, far left flank, foul line, pulls up, doesn't shoot. Near side pass for Brandewee. She's not looking. Takes a peek at the ball, which gets there right on top of her. Out of bounds it goes.
Yep, that's just a mental mistake.
A minute 58 left here in the first quarter, 7-6 Fort Loramie up one. Marion Local 14-4 came within five of New Knoxville. First week of December, the Rangers played Fort Loramie to a five-pointer on Tuesday. Here's Holscher, foul line to Eckstein. Good ball rotation down to the post. Fumbled out of bounds off Koenig. Redskins ball. Big handful of turnovers so far in this one, Chuck. What about eight total?
Yeah, we got six. Three each.
Three each in terms of mistakes. A mix of forced and unforced. Marion Local token pressure backcourt. Ball goes to Shouldas. She darts up the floor. Feeds Jaden Rose in the left corner, who looks inside for Shouldas. Can't find her. Throws it back out on top to Brandewee. 90 seconds to go, first period. Fort Loramie up 1-7-6. High right, Kara Meyer. Ball swung on top to Jaden Rose. Right wing, Colleen Brandewee looks for the cutter. Goes to Shouldas foul line. She is met on the play by Koenig, passes it back out. Minute 12 to go, first period. 7-6 Fort Loramie. Excellent defense here by Marion Local. It's been a shifting man-to-man and a tight one. Shouldas high left, tries to lob it down inside to Brandewee. Brandewee deflects it, goes after it, gets it, avoids the turnover, and Fort Loramie restarts. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Dribble drive, foul line, Jaden Rose. Ball thrown cross court for Kara Meyer, broken up by Marion Local, out of bounds. 46 ticks on the clock in the first. Fort Loramie up one. Inbounding for the Redskins will not be Kara Meyer. She has changed out for Avery Brandewee. Avery, the freshman, side court, looks to pitch it onto the court, does to Turner. Right back to Colleen, who looks at the clock. 38 seconds to go, first quarter. Riley Heitkamp, Ava Turner, straight away Colleen Brandewee. Fort Loramie's had the ball for about a minute and a half. Left baseline, Ava Shouldas, short corner jumper, got it. Ava Shouldas on the money. Boy, the Redskins, Chuck, worked long and hard for that deuce.
Well, the defense has been very good. They're playing good man-to-man defense right now.
9-6 Redskins, 16 seconds left in the first. Holscher, the player to watch, along with Koenig. Holscher's got it 35 feet away. 8-7-6. Holscher dribbles between the legs. Starts to drive on Brandewee. Holscher down the lane. Shovels it toward the rim and cleverly draws a two-shot foul with 2.2 to go. That's how you get to the stripe, just like that, Chuck. Don't think she was going to be able to make the shot.
No, if you're Brandewee there, you got to keep your hand out. You got to try to move in front.
Sammy Holscher's left-handed free throw is looped up there. It's every inch of the rim, continued to bounce around and dropped off.
I'll tell you what, Holscher looks like a long-distance runner. I don't know if you know or not if she is, but, boy, she's built like one.
Isn't she so? Second free throw, good. And it's 9-7, 2.2 to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie will inbound. Eight players in backcourt. Pressure by Marion Local. Ball is fed way down the floor for Skylar Albers, who caught it on the dead run. Heaved it toward the rim, wide left, no good. And the first quarter's in the books. Fort Loramie 9, Marion Local 7 after a period on scores.broadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
So many thanks to WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, simulcasting our game. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. The radio on your phone for high school sports. We open up play here in the second quarter. Marion Local within two of Fort Loramie at 9-7. Flyers have got the ball. Having checked in is Hannah Rose, a junior. 5-6. Here's a ball pitch left side of the floor, intercepted by Eva Shouldis. She drives down the floor hard to the rim, short on the shot. Scrum for the ball below the basket. White jersey there, blue jersey there. Tie up. The Redskins will keep it. That was a shot, Chuck, that Ava 9 times out of 10 will make.
Well, they did a good job. They didn't give up on it, and they didn't foul her, but they made her notice, and I think that her eye came off the rim.
Exactly. Yep. Flyers stayed right on her heels. Ball inbounded by Fort Loramie into the left corner from below the rim, and guess what? Ava Turner drains a triple, a trifecta. Fort Loramie's got its biggest lead, 12-7 on the three ball by Ava Turner. She was wide open on a good inbound set. Here's Marion Local trying to throw a skip pass, deflected, picked off by Riley Heitkamp. Fort Loramie down the floor, 2-on-2. Turner fakes in the lane, drag the pivot foot, she walked.
Well, she thought she had an opening to the basket. Flyers did a good job of getting in front of her, and she had a choice of either traveling or charging.
Ava Turner's three at the 7:25 mark here in the second quarter has lifted Fort Loramie to a 12-7 edge. Minute gone now, second quarter. Deep in the right corner, it's Rose. Rose whips it to Eckstein. Foul line, nearly a walk committed there by Demange. Demange gave it up. Then it's thrown toward Holscher, slashing toward the rim, tipped away by Fort Loramie. Down the floor to Shouldis. Pulls up on the arc, sends it back on top to Turner. Turner in the corner, back to Ava. Thought about shooting from 18, didn't let it go. 6:30 left, second quarter, 12-7 Fort Loramie. On top, Redskins. Turner finds Shouldis. Nice. Open down inside. Good for two. Nice angle in the pass. Shouldis got free.
She did a good job of holding off without fouling. They made the good passing angle. Nice basket.
And fine post-up technique by Ava Shouldis. 6:24 to go. Second quarter, timeout called. Fort Loramie 14, Marion Local 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Here we go. 6 minutes, 20 seconds remaining. Quarter number two. Marion Local has slipped behind now by 7 to Fort Loramie. 14-7. First couple minutes of the second quarter of play. Here's Sammy Holscher with a brilliant drive by Marion Local. She steered her way along the left baseline. She's strong. Good effort by Holscher. She muscled up low on the left and kissed one in off the backboard. 14-9. Fort Loramie's lead is 5. Scholes gives it up to Riley Heitkamp, center line. Right wing, Colleen Brandewey. Man-to-man defense by Marion Local. Popping out to catch, Kara Meyer. Shaking free down low on the right, Colleen Brandewey. Caught it and laid it in.
They're running that triangle to perfection right now.
Angle pass by Kara Meyer. Good delivery, fine conclusion to the play by the Redskins, Colleen Brandewey. 16-9, Redskins up 7.
Phil Jackson would be proud to watch that pass right there.
Right. Here's Sammy Holscher muscling into the paint area. There's a congestion down tight below the rim. And the next pass by Holscher is deflected out by Fort Loramie. She could not shoot it. She attracted a crowd. Leading scorer on the year for Marion Local, Sammy Holscher. Over 15 a game. She's got it right flank. Awkward fall away from 10. No good. Strong rebound. Koenig foul against Fort Loramie. Good board work by Lindsay Koenig, 5'10 junior. She got the offensive rebound. Scholes cracked her on the arm.
That's Ava's first.
A couple of free balls here at the stripe for Koenig, who hits to make it 16-10. Fort Loramie's lead is 6. 5 minutes, 14 seconds to go, second quarter. Second shot, Lindsay Koenig of Marion Local is right there as well. 16-11. Fort Loramie by 5. We near the 5-minute mark. Second quarter of play. Half-court pressure by Marion Local, causing Fort Loramie to heave it down the floor, left side, and the Flyers bust it up. It goes out of bounds. Inbounding right in front of the Flyers bench, Victoria Mesher for Fort Loramie. In it goes to Riley Heitkamp, 35 feet away.
They've gone zone now, and they're going to trap out of it.
Yep, that is a zone. Zone defensive look now by Marion Local, which had gone man-to-man up to this point. Baseline left, player open for Fort Loramie. Here's a 16-footer by Scholes, a little heavy, no. Weak side rebound, Marion Local. Ball thrown right flank. Here's a drive into the lane area by Unrost. She dropped the ball. Fort Loramie picked it up. Mesher sprints down the floor. Hits the trailer Scholes. She blew it down inside and can't handle the rebound. Pretty well done. Redskins ran the floor nicely after getting the steal, but just could not finish up.
Oh, Mesher threw a really nice pass. You won't see Scholes miss that shot very often.
Yep, she's missed a couple here in the last 2 to 3 minutes. She will more than often make. Good defense by Fort Loramie, which knocks it free from Marion Local. A tie-up ensues. Flyers will keep it. Important stretch here in this game. 4:15 to go, second quarter. Can Fort Loramie take this lead out to double digits? Does Marion Local tighten the screws before halftime? Ball thrown into Koenig. Koenig right in front. 10-footer danced around the rim and came off. Tough break. Wow, that was close. Rebound below the basket by Fort Loramie. Knocked out by Marion Local. I can see how Koenig hit Minster with a 21, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she's got good size and she's very mobile around the basket.
Fine touch on the shot as well. Fort Loramie in backcourt, leading by 5. Under 4 to play second quarter. Riley Heitkamp hustles to the top of the circle, foul line. Ball is thrown back out on top, and the Redskins reset. Ball returned to Riley. Near side, Victoria Mesher. Redskins have it. Brandewey, Avery with the bounce to Colleen. Here's a right corner, 3-point shot by Riley, high in the air. It's skidded off the rim. Long rebound is tracked down by the Redskins. Right flank, it's Avery. Head of the circle, Skylar Albers. Finds a back door cutter, wide open. Fouled at the rim is Colleen Brandewey, who gets 2.
They're doing a nice job on Brandewey because she's quite the scorer, and she's only gotten up maybe 2 shots.
Now, Marion Local has been on her tightly throughout. Free throws, Fort Loramie, Colleen Brandewey pops it home to make it 17-11, Redskins, 3:28 left here in the second. Second shot for Colleen. Biggest advantage in the game for Fort Loramie has been 7. Second shot, Colleen, right there as well. Colleen drains each one. 18-11, Redskins, 3:28 to go here in the first half of play. Marion Local will bring it down. Here's Sammy Holcher with the ball. She's been checked with just 4 points, averaging over 15 a game. Here's a bad pass by Marion Local down the left side of the floor, out of bounds. Turnovers mounting now against the Flyers. Just too many empty possessions without shots. Ball fed down the right side to Fort Loramie's Jaden Rose, who flips the pass into the corner. Marion Local stabs it out of bounds.
Jaden Rose got away with a big-time push-off that time.
Yep, sure did. Redskins inbounding. Here is Victoria Mesher, 35 feet away, 3:08 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up 7. Important possession here. This will take it to 9 or 10. Long pass down inside for Avery Brandewey. Caught it one-handed, but could not get her feet in control. Yep. Stumbled and walked.
Pass got her in trouble. Even if she caught that, she's behind the backboard.
Right. 3 minutes and a second to go here in the second quarter.
They had Winter on Schultes that time. Man, I would have cleared aside and see if Winter could stay with her. I'm betting she can't.
Flyers have it, deep left corner. Ball bounced on top to Holcher, wants to drive. Goes around a couple Redskins to the rack, flips it in, and a foul against Fort Loramie. Sammy Holcher going to work. Chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way. Boy, she can slither through a slight opening. She found a crease and angled through it. Got a runner in the lane to go, was slapped on the wrist. 18-13, Fort Loramie up 5. Holcher with 6, looking for point number 7 here. Much too hard on the free throw. Rebound taken down by Avery Brandewey of Fort Loramie, which is in front with 5, with 2:45 to go first half. Ball flipped, deep left corner. Ava Turner's available. Bingo! 3-ball! Ava Turner pours it in.
2 big 3s for Ava now, right from the same corner.
21-13. Redskins up 8. Biggest spread in the game. 2:26 to go, second quarter. Deep left corner, Unrost throws it out high to a teammate, Eckstein. She pulls up on the arc, triggers it, around, around, and in. It was Chloe Ronnebaum, 44, not 14. 5-6, Frosch, who dropped home the 3. Don't think she meant to bank it, but she did. Here's a good drive from the left flank by Mesher. Shoots it hard, no good. Long rebound on the arc to Riley Heitkamp, who enters the paint area, goes up to shoot, whacked from behind. A couple of free throws by Riley. Significant three-pointer there by Ronnebaum of Marion Local to get it back to 5.
Yeah, I think when I played, if I would have shot one like that and it went in, I would have said, I don't want that one.
Riley Heitkamp swishes the foul shot. Redskins made just 12 of 19 on Tuesday at New Knoxville, but boy, they are marksmen here today.
3 for 3.
Three free throws up, 3 in. Riley is on the mark once more. Fort Loramie 23, Marion Local 16. A minute 58 to go here in the second quarter. Holcher left-hand bounce over the timeline, picked up by Colleen Brandewey. Now Chloe Ronnebaum, 25 feet out, coming off the made 3, starts to drive. Ball raked away by Fort Loramie. It rolls out of bounds. What's the turnover count so far, Chuck?
8 for Marion Local and 5 for Fort Loramie.
I'm sure head coach Beth Strive of Marion Local would prefer to have the 5 instead of the 8. Flyers have had a...
She might be happy with only 8 against Fort Loramie, who turns teams in the average of about 20 to 22 a game.
Although in a tight game, the Flyers have had a few empty possessions without shot attempts. Straight away, here's a long jump shot. 3-pointer clanged off the iron by Olivia Demange. Rebound down to Schultes. Back court to Heitkamp. Minute 23 to go, second period. Heitkamp over the timeline. Important possession here. Fort Loramie with a 3-ball could go up 10. Here's Brandewey. Here's Colleen. Here's Ava. Back to Colleen. Ball worked into the post on the play to Avery Brandewey, who took a shove in the back. Good call by the out official. 1:08 to go here in the first half. Fort Loramie 23, Marion Local 16. Baseline right of the rim. Oh, it's fed to the shooter. Low on the right, laid up there by Colleen Brandewey. Short, got it back, missed it. Marion Local got the board. Cluster of players down inside. Colleen filtered her way toward the rim but couldn't get it to go. Here's a Marion local pass near side into the Redskins bench. Tipped out by Fort Loramie. 52 seconds to go first half. Fort Loramie on top of 7, 23-16. Inbounding Olivia Demange for Marion local. Now to Sammy Holscher, 25 feet away. Goes down the left side to teammate Stella Hilsman. Kicked by Riley Heitkamp of Fort Loramie. Flyers will throw in far side. 40 seconds to go first half. Fort Loramie in the lead by 7, 23-16. Here's Sammy Holscher, timeline picked up by Colleen Brandewey of Fort Loramie. Holscher down the right side to Koenig on her, Avery Brandewey. Ball weaved to the left wing. Here comes Demange, high right. Into the right corner to Eckstein. Back to Holscher at the point, high right. She retreats, 17 to go. Flyers might as well just play for one, down 7. Left side pass, through the hands of Demange. That's a turnover. Head coach Beth Strive did not want. Now the Redskins get the last look at the basket. 12 to go, second quarter. Big possession up to Ava Schultes. Down to 8, 7. Schultes has got to go. 5, 4. Head of the key, Brandewey. Right corner fadeaway, Ava Turner. Way short, and the first half finishes. 2-minute radio station break upcoming in a matter of seconds. Fort Loramie leads Marion local by 7 at halftime. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Coldhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Fort Loramie 23, Marion Local 16 here at the half. It's a 2-minute radio station break. 2-minute radio station break is next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There was actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports. Simulcasting is WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. It's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. here at halftime. Fort Loramie 23, Marion Local 16. Chuck?
Well, the Loramie's got a 14-9 rebounding advantage, which is kind of surprising. 5-2 on the offensive boards. The Flyers have turned it over 9 times, Redskins 5. Marion Local went to the free throw line 5 times, made 3. Loramie made all 4 of their attempts in the first half. Individual scoring for the Flyers, they were led by Sammy Holscher with 8. They got 5 from Lindsey Koenig. They got 3 from Chloe Ronnebaum. And that is their 16. They scored 7 and 9, 16 for the first half. Loramie led by Ava Turner. I thought she had a terrific first half. She had a couple threes, scored 8. 6 from Ava Schultes, 4 from Colleen Brandewey, 3 from Skylar Albers, and 2 free throws from Riley Heitkamp. They scored 9 and 14, and they lead at 23-16 at the half.
The Flyers have done a pretty good job defensively on Fort Loramie through the first 16 minutes.
Yeah, they have. I mean, I think that they came in. I like the fact that they tried to do a little zone, a little trap. It wasn't very effective, but it didn't really hurt them. But their man-to-man defense has been pretty good today. And Loramie, let's face it, they have struggled a little bit in the offensive part of the game for about the last 3 or 4 games.
Ava Turner, 6 points, 2 threes, a big one with 7:20 left in that second quarter. Then Ava Schultes came right back with a big 2-pointer that pushed the lead out to 7. That's where we are now. 23-16 Fort Loramie at the half, which has been brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glasswork, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Welcome back here to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. 23-16 Redskins over the Marion Local Flyers at halftime. You'll be all smiles when you see the super deals on new and pre-owned cars at Geyer's, Chrysler Dodge, Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. Remember, Geyer's also offers super service on your car and outstanding collision repair. See the new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, GAIERS8.com. And so many thanks to another Fort Loramie Games sponsor. With us each and every Fort Loramie contest only, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's a good idea to get new tires now to grip the road firmly before the rest of the winter gets a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie's got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A. Phone 937-295-3971. 295-3971. Talk to Geppy. Jeff Gebhardt at the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. A key first few minutes of the second half, Chuck, in Fort Loramie widen the gap. Can Marion Local continue to hang tough or maybe whittle a few points off of the deficit?
Well, I mean, Marion Local's got a chance to either make it a game, like you said, or get demoralized by a good start by Loramie. So I guess we'll see what's going to happen.
Redskins possession, far side of the floor. Ava Schultes will throw in. It's Ava Turner, Riley Heitkamp, Ava Schultes, Colleen Brandewey, and Kara Meyer, the five who opened the game. It's Lindsey Koenig out high, manning the point on the zone for Marion Local. Fort Loramie gets a three ball out of the left corner from Colleen Brandewey to start, and it's a beauty. Riley Heitkamp assisted. Colleen finished. Woo, what a swisheroo. Deep left side of the floor. And it's 26-16, 10-point lead. 7:30 left to go here in the third. Marion Local starts the second half with Koenig in the middle. Puts it on the deck. Doesn't shoot. To Unrost. Unrost heaves it cross court to Stella Hilsman. Hilsman on the flank to a teammate. Now straight away, Sammy Holscher. Fort Loramie's limited her shots. She's the leading scorer between 15 and 16 a game on the year. Hilsman passes back out high to Koenig. Touched by Fort Loramie. Goes out of bounds. Good defensive start to this half from the Redskins.
Oh, good play by Kara Meyer. Got a hand in the passing lane.
Yep. She comes off the floor, and Carla Siegel congratulates her. for that deflection. 1 minute gone, third period. Here's Hillsman to Unrost. Foul line, Jay, off to the right. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Stolen in backcourt by the alert Holscher. Steals and drives to the rim and puts it through. Awareness on the court by Holscher of Marion Local. Fort Loramie went to sleep a brief instant, and it cost him. 26-18, Fort Loramie in the lead by 8. Ball thrown top of the circle. Ava Turner whips it near side behind Avery Brandewee. Communication not there on that sequence. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie 26, Marion Local 18. With the ball 30 feet away, Marion Local cross-court pass intercepted by Ava Scholes on the runout. Layup good. 28-18, Fort Loramie in the lead, but 10. 6:15 to go here in the third period. Marion Local against Fort Loramie pressure. Stymied in backcourt, and head coach Beth Stribe gets a timeout. 2 minutes gone here in the third. We'll keep it here. Fort Loramie up 10. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all and very well, I might add. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. Take-home tests for the coronavirus available as well. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday. Closed 1 to 2. And open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center at 101 East Pike. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. 10-point lead, Fort Loramie. We hit the 6-minute mark, third quarter. Outside the arc of the left flank, it's Demange straight away to Unrost for Marion Local. Weaves it near side, Demange. Now Sammy Holscher, guarded by Brandewee. Oh, Holscher gets a screen, 17-footer, bouncing, no good, it dropped off the iron. Rebound below the basket, knocked out by Fort Loramie.
Riley Heitkamp had every chance to get that, and she went tumbling over top of the ball. Got up with a smile, though.
Inbounding right of the rim is Marion Local underneath the basket. And it's Winner who catches on the block, low right, 4-footer up and in. Easy does it.
That was just poor defensive inbound that time.
Molly Winner, 6-foot senior, got one from point blank range. 28-20, Fort Loramie up 8. Avery Brandewee, the freshman, with it. Head of the circle, Turner. Left side pass, Ava Schultes. Redskins working around. Brandewee goes to the elbow on the left. Hits Scholes baseline left around Winner. That's what you were talking about earlier.
Absolutely. She cannot guard her.
Good drive. Ava Scholes. Little head fake. And Winner went for it. Ava exploded to the rim for 2, and it's 30-20.
Winner actually grabbed her arm, and it wasn't called, which is good for Loramie because they got the layup.
Here's Unrost behind her to Holscher. Long triple. Swish. Beautiful shot. Sammy Holscher triggers in a 3-ball. Holscher's bucket keeps Marion Local within 7. Out near midcourt, it is Riley Heitkamp who took a hand to the face from Holscher, got the ball back. Fed it to Colleen Brandewee. Near side pass for Ava Scholes. Deflected. Good call by the near side official. He was on it. Marion Local got a piece of it. 4:34 to go. Third quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead by 7. Redskins unable to pull away from this very sticky Marion Local club. Flyers not giving up much. Outside the arc on the right, it's Skylar Albers. Cross-court pass, low on the left, it's Brandewee, and it is bottled up on the play. She couldn't grasp it. Marion Local's got it. Quickly Unrost. Three-pointer left corner. Bullseye! Olivia Demange connects. Marion Local's within 4. Back-to-back triples. Holscher and Demange have taken the 10-point Fort Loramie bulge down to 4. Outside the arc on the left, it is Colleen Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Straight away, it goes to Avery Brandewee. Now to Skylar Albers, right wing. High right, it's Scholes against Winner. Let's see if they can open up the floor for Ava to drive. She goes into the lane, leaves it for Brandewee. 4-point lead, Fort Loramie. 30-26. Marion Local hanging tough. Ball thrown to the post to Ava. And Ava is knotted up on the play. Not fouled. Held ball. Marion Local possession. 30-26 in favor of Fort Loramie. 3 minutes, 38 seconds to go here in the third. Marion Local brings it down with a chance to make its third straight three and cut this to one. Flyers go down the left side with the ball. It is Demange. Demange feeds Winter down inside. The post-up move is good, and a foul on Fort Loramie. 30-28, Redskins up two. Marion Local has reeled off eight in a row. Ava Scholtis the foul. Fort Loramie a timeout. 30-28 game. 3:25 to go, third quarter on Scores, broadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you will never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Car and light truck repair too. Free pickup and delivery. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Oh, a heck of a nice comeback by Marion Local, which 2 minutes ago trailed by 10, 30-20. Two three-pointers from behind the arc, and now a chance at a three-point play the old-fashioned way from Molly Winter, who just scored a field goal down low. Her foul shot hits the rim, the backboard, kerplunk, it's good, and it's 30-29. Nine in a row by Marion Local. Fort Loramie led 30-20. It's now a 30-29 game. Marion Local presses. Fort Loramie runs the floor. Driving layup, yes. Ava Scholtis from Colleen Brandewee. And Ava was fouled, and the lead is three.
Coaching point. You've come back playing man. You get it down to one. You decide you're going to go ahead and press, and you give up a layup. Why change what's working?
Good job of Fort Loramie to attack on that play. Ava Scholtis ran the floor nicely, finished. She's at the free throw line and makes it. And Fort Loramie is perfect at the stripe ahead by 4 points now. Scoreboard late in registering the 33rd. 33-29 Redskins, 3:15 to go here in the third quarter.
Scholtis has a quiet 13. She got a 7-point quarter going.
Yep, she has played an excellent game for Fort Loramie. She's needed to because Marion Local has guarded so well on the arc. Here's Winter down low for Marion Local using that strength of hers. Muscles up a 5-footer. 33-31. Fort Loramie right now, no answer for Molly Winter on the inside of Marion Local. 2-point game, 2:50 left here in the third. Riley Heitkamp down the lane to Ava. On the arc to Brandewee. Brandewee checked tightly by Unrost. Back out to Riley. Now Colleen Brandewee, Riley straight away. 2:38 to go, third quarter. Redskins continue to work it, popping out to catch Ava Scholtis. Ball high overhead. Scholtis peers inside, drives around one player, another, overshoots a 5-footer. No foul call. Rebound wow. Flyers. Long lead out to Unrost. Unrost goes toward the rim, blocking foul on Fort Loramie. 2 minutes, 22 seconds left in the third quarter. Fort Loramie not pleased that the foul on Ava Scholtis was not called on the last Redskins offensive play seconds ago. Marion Local now with a chance to tie or take the lead here. Just over two to go in the third quarter, and head coach Beth Strive of Marion Local gets a timeout. We'll take a break here from Brunson Welding. and Street Legal customized golf carts in Anna. Redskins up 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a Street Legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery powered, Street Legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a Street Legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29, Anna, in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 726-3971, Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized Street Legal golf cart from Brunson.
Final 2 minutes, 22 seconds, third quarter. Head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Laramie continues to lobby with the officials about the fact that Ava Schultz was fouled. It wasn't called. Marion local possession down below the rim to the left. A chance to knock this game up. Open player foul line. Nora Eckstein passed up the shot, though. Fed it back to Holscher. Sammy dribbling between the legs at midcourt. Fort Laramie 33, Marion local 31. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Ball thrown straight away to Unrost. Unrost to Eckstein. Starts a drive. Weaves it behind her to a teammate. Ball looped left corner to Unrost. Then back out to Chloe Ronnebaum, who's got a made three in this game so far. Here's Holscher catching. 27-footer by Sammy Holscher. Got it! And Marion local leads by one. 34-33. Redskins throw it 70 feet down the floor. It goes to Ava Turner, low on the right, can't shoot. Hand off to Mesher. Minute 30 left in the third. Redskins down one, 34-33. What a surge by Marion local, which has scored 14 of the last 17 points. Here is Victoria Mesher. Bounce pass down inside to Miranda Wee. She gets a knee from behind. That is only team foul number 2 on the Flyers. Baseline right of the rim. Riley Heitkamp will trigger for Fort Laramie. Marion local has begun to torch the nets from the three-point arc here in the second half. Ball inbounded low on the right for Colleen Brandewee, and it's swiped. Poor pass. Marion local steals. Marion local is going to take Fort Laramie right down to the wire here today. Ball thrown outside the arc on the right to Koenig. Hits a cutter down the lane. It's caught by Demange. Pivots and gets it back out. Frees up Koenig. Baseline right. Around the side of the backboard. Makes it! 10-footer Lindsay Koenig. Wow. Around the corner of the glass. Beautifully done. Marion local singeing the nets here in the third. Fort Laramie down 3. Riley Heitkamp, top of the circle. Left side pass. Goes on the play to Avery Brandewee, or I should say Victoria Mesher. Now 25 feet out at Scholes. Marion local's defense has got Fort Laramie thwarted at the moment. Scholes into the corner to Brandewee. Long jump shot, three-pointer. Good! It's Ava Turner. Ava Turner makes it. Good game for Ava. Three ball, but Fort Laramie knocks it up at 36. Big basket by Ava Turner. Boy, that was clutch. 16 seconds to go, third quarter of play. Holscher at midcourt for Marion local. Flyers want to come out of this period no worse than a deadlock. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Holscher starts the drive, crossover dribble. Top of the key against Brandewee. Down the lane to the rack, wild shot, no good. Marion local bench wanted a foul, and they were not given the benefit of the doubt. You can bet that's what Sammy Holscher wanted. 2 free throws, no dice. Tied up after 3, Fort Laramie 36, Marion local 36 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
The Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, has an office in Sydney. It's a vital part of our coverage of high school sports. Unprecedented is the number of teens in Shelby County troubled with substance abuse. But there is also unprecedented help available. The Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for individuals and families struggling with life's challenges. We all know that prevention works. Effective treatment is available. People do recover. And your Family Resource Center can help make this happen. To learn more about the local mental health services available right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.com. Fort Loramie 36, Marion Local 36. We've got a real scrap. Tie game, early third quarter. Here's Ava Shulda starting along the baseline. Fed it back into the paint to Kara Meyer. And Marion Local hooked a Fort Loramie offensive player. Redskins seemed to have an opening below the rim. And then Marion Local congested the paint area. Almost a bad pass by the Redskins.
Well, it went right through her hand. She catches the ball. She's got a layup.
Fort Loramie, a little too much all thumbs here today, not converting opportunities they normally might. Credit Marion Local. And here is a pass by Fort Loramie, far side of the floor. Marion Local fights through a screen and commits another foul real quickly. 36-36 tie. 7:42 to go in the fourth quarter. It was 36-33, Marion Local late in the third. Ava Turner sunk a triple to tie it up before the third period finished. Dribbling Riley Heitkamp, head of the key. Near side pass goes to Skylar Albers. Foul line wide open. Ava Shouldas, 15-footer, lot of rim. It came off. Rebound Marion Local. Tie game at 36, 7:26 to go in the fourth. Here's Marion Local with the ball 30 feet away. It's unrushed. Gives it up down the right side to a teammate. They look for a cutter below the rim. Fort Loramie defending well, and the ball is fumbled. Oh, Marion Local attempted to throw it off the leg of Riley Heitkamp. It hit Riley, then glanced off a flyer out of bounds.
Bad luck, because she was standing out of bounds, and the ball rolled back and hit her foot.
Chloe Ronnebaum victimized by the unfortunate circumstance there, and Fort Loramie gets the ball back with 7:11 to go here in the fourth quarter, and the game tied at 36. Here's Ava Shouldas, right flank. It goes on the play to Ava Turner, 25 feet out. Starts to drive into the lane, nearly walked. Fed it to Riley. Riley's bounce pass is right to Molly Turner of Marion Local. Fort Loramie coming unglued a little bit. Very testy club in Marion Local today, giving Fort Loramie fits. Inside the arc, right wing, unrossed, open, 10-footer, missed it. Short shot, right on target, strong, rebound, slapped out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 6:38 to go, tied at 36. Inbounding below the iron, Marion Local. Ball fed right corner to Holscher. Boy, she's a tough customer. Flips it cross court to a teammate. Inside to Winter. Broken up by Fort Loramie. Deflected out off the hands of Marion Local eventually. And that might have been a poor call.
I think it hit Winter in the
really?
Hand.
Flyers fans down at the far left were disappointed it didn't stay with Marion Local.
Well, they were disappointed through the whole JV game, and they got beat by 40.
Redskins will take advantage. Misplay by the Flyers, Redskins, and Marion Local in a 36-36 deadlock. 6:23 to go here in the game. Big possession. It is Shouldas down the lane. Feeds left corner to the three-point shooter. Swish! Wow, is she hot? Is she hot? Ava Turner again. Boy, she's been torching the nets here today. How many threes for her, Chuck?
That is her fourth.
Four big ones for Ava Turner. Baseline drive. Sammy Holscher throws it opposite to Koenig. Right corner. High arching jumper off the back of the frame. Fight for the rebound. Reaching in on Koenig. Fort Loramie possession. Team foul five on the Flyers. Two more in the Redskins shoot. Turner has had a three. Four times today, they've been big. Each one of them clutch.
Oh, boy.
Each one of them mighty significant. That one gives Fort Loramie a three-point lead again. 39-36. Redskins lead. Six straight points before Loramie.
gliding through the lane area, off balance as a Redskin player. It's Turner, tried to draw the foul, couldn't do it. Marion Local managed to knock the ball free, and the Flyers have got it. Down three with 5:33 to go in the contest. Here's Unross, 30 feet out. Feeds it near side to Holscher on Herb Randowy. Holscher around one player, a second to the rim. Left it short. Great rebound by Eva Shouldas. Three on two. Randowy darts in right wing to the rack. Lays it up and in, and a foul. Critical stretch in this game. Holscher missed one from short range for the Flyers. And then Fort Loramie went off and running the other way. Randowy got it to go. Streaking in from the right wing. Was nailed on the arm. Count it. Plus one. And Fort Loramie's up five with 5:17 to go in the fourth.
Holscher did a nice job of finding Randowy. And Randowy did a great job of taking the bump and still getting the basket.
Yep. And what a rebound by Shouldas. And a lead out of the first pass. The free throw's no good. Rebound volleyballed around. Winner gobbles it up for Marion Local. Down to Holscher. 5-point game, Fort Loramie. Holscher head of the key, open, doesn't shoot. Bounce pass outside the arc of the left to Ronnebaum. Looks inside for Winner. Right side, Koenig on the deck, foul line, doesn't shoot. Feeds it left corner of the floor to Ronnebaum, to Winner at the post. Here's a long three by Holscher. 28-footer, longest shot of the day. No good. Rim backboard. Fort Loramie leaking out other end. Long pass. Way up. Randowy got it. Colleen Randowy leaked out left to right. Down the floor. Heitkamp. Riley Heitkamp threw a beauty to her. Long forward pass by Riley Heitkamp. Layup at the other end by Randowy. Big bucket for Fort Loramie.
Yep.
And the lead is 7 with 4:41 left. 43-36. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Say, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who visit us from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Myers. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak dinners, just $14.50. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Place your carryout with Myers Tavern in Botkins, 693-8271. 693-8271. We bet you won't find better. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main, Botkins. Unofficially, 10 straight points reeled off by Fort Loramie since trailing 36-33. 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Marion Local throwing the ball around on the arc. It's Koenig straight away to Holscher. She's the money player, leading scorer, over 15 a game. Koenig averaging 8 per contest. Ball thrown deep right corner to Mange. Back to Holscher. Skip pass, baseline left. It is Ronnebaum tied up. Leaves it behind her for Holscher. Long triple try. In, out, no good. Rebound volleyballed around. Oh, they might have missed a foul. Over the shoulder on Fort Loramie. Not called. It was a rebound attempt. Marion Local should have been shooting two.
Yeah, I think she got hammered on the rebound. No call.
Looked to me like the first shot, though, Chuck, went above the backboard, hit the cable. The officials did not notice it.
I didn't see that, and I'll tell you, if it hit the cable, it still almost went in.
I know. 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie is inched out to a 7-point lead. Ball thrown down the left side to Ava Shouldas. Ball high overhead. Ava feeds it back to Riley Heitkamp at midcourt. Coming out to catch is Randowy. Randowy to Avery. Colleen to Avery now out of the outside the perimeter on the right. It goes to Colleen to Riley. Motion offense. Fort Loramie passing and cutting, looking for the opening. 3:06 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Ava Shouldas, 16 fouls in Marion Local. Next one is the bonus for the Redskins.
Here's Avery Brandewey. Bounce pass inside to Shoulders. Goes up strong. Lays it up short. No good. Good look. Just would not roll in. Here's Holscher barreling down the floor for Marion Local. Stops and pops from 10. Missed it. Great rebound below the rim by Avery Brandewey of Fort Loramie. Lead out to Colleen Brandewey. Layup is no good. Rebound Schultes. Tie up in the paint. Is it ruled a jump or a foul? Arrow favors the Flyers, who get it back. Redskins, a couple of opportunities there, Chuck, to push it out to 9.
Yeah, I mean, they had two good cracks down there and just couldn't get the ball in the basket.
Marion Local's Holscher has gotten a little chilly jump shooting right here in the last several minutes.
And she's right on the rim. I mean, I certainly would know where she is, and I'd know where Winter is, too, because they're doing a nice job of using her. Not a real mobile girl, but they know how to get the ball to her.
Marion Local's not scored a point in 4 minutes. Fort Loramie leads by 7, 43-36. 2:21 to go here in the game. Ball thrown to the flashing Holscher down the lane. Overshot it. No. Wow, she'll make that almost every single time. Winter got the rebound, and she was pounded from the backside. She's got two.
Yeah, they have this. They're going for their first points this quarter. They haven't scored in the fourth quarter.
0 points in well over 5 minutes. Winter at the stripe. Couple of free throws. The first one is in and out. Though the lid on it right now for the Flyers. 43-36, Fort Loramie up 7. Second shot, Molly Winter. Bounces it once, twice. Spins the ball in her hands. Much too hard. Hit the flange, kicked way up in the air. Good rebound down low in the right by Fort Loramie's Avery Brandewey. Up the floor to Riley Heitkamp. Keep in mind now, Fort Loramie will shoot free throws if Marion Local fouls. 1-1 is in effect. Schultes straight away, puts it on the deck against Unrost. Far left wing, Riley Heitkamp. Riley being guarded tightly by Holscher. Near side pass, Ava Schultes. Ava Schultes picked up by Eckstein. Between the rings, it goes to Colleen. Now to Ava. Back out to Riley. 1:44 to go. And we've got a foul 30 feet from the rim. Holscher wraps up Riley Heitkamp, who will shoot the 1-1. Boy, you make free throws from here on out, Chuck. There's no way you can lose.
No, this is how you win the game. You get the lead, you control the ball, you make free throws. Easier said than done.
Yes. 1:42 to go in the fourth quarter, 43-36 Fort Loramie. Riley Heitkamp, 1-1, shoots it, makes it. 44-36. Good day at the stripe for Fort Loramie for sure.
Yeah, they're 5 of 6. They're 7 of 8 right now.
Next free throw up and in by Riley Heitkamp. Tom Brady has retired. How about that?
Didn't surprise me.
9-point lead, Redskins. Didn't surprise me that Riley Heitkamp made 2 free throws.
No, me either.
Foul against Fort Loramie, 30 feet away. Redskins have only committed 4. The lead is swollen to 9 at 45-36. Fort Loramie has shut out Marion Local here in the fourth period of play. Here's Holscher lobbing into backcourt to Ava Unrust. Goes up the right side to Demange. Here's Holscher. Flyers need points in a hurry. 1:25 to go in the game. 9-point lead, Fort Loramie. Don't think Fort Loramie's been up by that many in this contest. Outside the arc on the left, a line drive trifecta's good. Olivia Demange flips one in. Good feed by Holscher. It's a 6-point game. Fort Loramie being challenged in backcourt foul against Marion Local. It's 45-39. 1-1 again for Fort Loramie. Tell you what, this Marion Local team, you look at the scoring points per game, you wouldn't expect this much shooting across the board. Good balance by the Flyers here in this contest.
Now they got 5 people that have scored.
Riley Heitkamp's foul shot is in and out and in! Oh, wow. It gave us a thrill. It rattled and rattled some more, nearly came off, but eventually dropped down through the cylinder. 46-39. 47-39. Second free throw right through the bottom of the cylinder. Minute 7 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie, 47. Marion Local, 39. Here's Sammy Holscher, picked up by Colleen Brandewey. Now the double, the hedge. Holscher gives it up. Left wing, Unrost, back to Olscher, wants to drive down the left side of the lane. Oh, what a block. Leva Shoulders. She's whistled for a two-shot foul. That looked like good D and all ball. Olscher at the stripe with a couple. Well, I can see how this Marion local team has gone 14-4. In fact, the losses have been tight. Free throw, Olscher, swish. Yeah, setbacks have been close. You swap out 10 points here or there, and Marion local comes into this game undefeated, losing only 2 to Knoxville, but 5. 53 seconds left, 47-40 Fort Laramie, 47-41. Two free throws by Olscher, good. Up the right side of the floor, Riley Heitkamp. She's at the out-of-bounds stripe, right in front of the Flyers bench, and the official notices it. Out-of-bounds to the Flyers.
Take the ball to the middle of the floor.
Exactly.
A little bit of a bump there, but not enough that you should be allowed to get yourself pushed out of bounds.
No. Good call by the referee. Here's DeMange lobbing in, going back door, caught by Olscher low on the left. Seven-footer blocked. What a defensive play by Colleen Brandewee. Redskins come away with it up 6. Super defensive effort by Colleen. 36 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Shoulders in the far corner of the floor. Player on her back. Foul committed. It goes against DeMange of the Flyers. Ninth foul, Marion local. 1-1 again. This is the final 1-1. Ava Shoulders at the stripe. These are big. It'll make it a 3-possession game if she can hit the first. And she does. She buries it. 48-41 Fort Laramie. Second free throw here for Ava. The lead 7 for the Redskins. She eyes the hoop. Yes. 49-41. Timeout Fort Laramie. Marion locals Beth Strive, the head coach, brings her troops over. Flyers have got the offense to get it done. They're down by 8, though. They need threes. They've shot well the entire contest, that's for sure. Chuck, we'll keep it right here. Let our listeners know all about one of our fine sponsors, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, now in Greenville 2 at 418 South Broadway. Call Darren Yingst to see him at his new location. Phone Darren at 330-524-3984, 524-3984. Your local Pro Hardware stores offer big savings on DeWalt power tools. Save on solid wood cabinets. Choose from 17 colors and styles. And at your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville, you get beautiful white shaker cabinets in 3 days. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike, Jackson Center. And at 418 South Broadway in Greenville, special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about his stores on scoresbroadcast.com. Being simulcasted by WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. 30 seconds to go. Olscher down the floor for Marion local, which trails by 8. Oh, she dragged the pivot foot. Clearly walked. No call. She got away with one there. Olscher hands off to a teammate. Nora Eckstein, 30 feet out. We're all the way down to 18 to go. Marion local's got to shoot. Ball thrown deep left corner. DeMange's long bomb is deflected. No, a foul on the arm. Is it a two-shotter or a three-shotter? Ava Turner picks it up. 3 free throws for Marion local with 14.1 to go. DeMange at the strike for the Flyers.
Well, this is the type of game that Laramie really needs the last 2 games, because
I agree.
They're not going to get any games like this in the sectional.
And you know what, Chuck? Who knows? That Northwest Regional could be a battle between New Knoxville and Marion local when it comes right down to it.
Well, it probably will be, yep.
The Southwest Regional champ plays the Northwest Regional champ in the state semifinal at Fort Laramie. Were to get that far, so this is excellent experience, as you have noted. First free throw missed, second free throw good by DeMange. Third one is also good, and Fort Laramie's lead is 6, 49-43. Redskins inbound to Riley Heitkamp in backcourt, and it is clubbed out of bounds. Good effort by Olscher to get a fist on it for Marion local. 13.7 to go. We've got 8 players in backcourt. Ball inbounded to Riley Heitkamp, who starts up the floor, tries to streak past the defensive play of DeMange, who reaches out, grabs her,
1-1 Riley Heitkamp, double bonus. What are the Redskins at the stripe here today, Chuck?
Let's see, 2-4-6. They are 11 of 12.
There you go. Another key difference. Riley Heitkamp, double bonus, up and in. 51-43, Redskins by 8. I'm sorry, by 7 it was 49. Scoreboard that registered that point quicker than I could look up there. Second shot by Riley to make it an 8-point game, and she does. Wow. Precision-like free throw shooting from Fort Loramie, which is up 8. 8 seconds to go. Here's Holscher sprinting down the lane all the way to the rim. Laid it up hard. No good. She got a bump with 4.8 left, and Holscher will shoot 2. Just under 5 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Avery Brandon, we picked up the foul. That was a little ticky-tacky. Holscher, left-hander, very good shooter, swishes to make it 51-44 with 4.8 to go. Second shot by Sammy Holscher. It looks like Fort Loramie, which was down 3 late in the third, will prevail. Second shot, Holscher is in, running the end line. His shoulders inbounds to Colleen Brandewey. Brandewey in backcourt, dribbles. She's knotted up. Tie up at the buzzer. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. That's it. End of the game, and Fort Loramie defeats Marion Local by 6, 51-45. The Redskins survive on Saturday as they did on Tuesday. Heck of a game here this afternoon. Fort Loramie owns a 6-point victory, 51-45, after defeating New Knoxville by a score of 44-39 on Tuesday. Good win by the Redskins. It was a tussle. Fine opposition from Marion Local here today. We'll have a 2-minute radio station break in just a matter of a half minute or so. I'm reminding you that we are on the air, being simulcasted by WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Radio station sponsors are Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, DC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. Don't forget, one of our sponsors is Steve and Ted's, located in Anna. Steve and Ted's, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. They service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems and offer complete plumbing and electrical services. We'll make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for years to come. Flexible finance options at Steve and Ted's. 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted, your local Lennox dealer, and proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. And don't forget, drywall done right is done by Rodney Riemann and his associates. Yep, Riemann Drywall in Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard, installs your ceilings with precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, it's Riemann Drywall in Anna. A call away at 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. 2-minute radio station break is next. Then we return to wrap it up. Fort Loramie victorious by 6 over Marion Local in a real scrap here today on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. dishes. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
This is Chuck McBee back at Fort Loramie, where the Lady Redskins have defeated Marion Local 51-45. It was quite the scrap today. Loramie gave up 20 points in the third quarter. It was, I don't know if I've ever seen them give up 20 points in a quarter, but give it to Marion Local. They played really well. They had a good game plan today. For the Clancy's players of the game, looking on the Marion Local side, they were led by Sammy Holscher. She had 20 points. She was terrific. And then Olivia Demange scored 9, 7 from Koenig, 7 from Winner, and 3 from Chloe Ranabom. 45 for the game. Fort Loramie led by Ava Schultes with 15, 14 by Ava Turner, 11 from Colleen Brandewey, and 8 from Riley Heitkamp, 3 from Skylar Albers. Won the game 51-45. I'm going to go with Ava Turner as my Clancy's player of the game. Clancy's, as Jack says, nothing fancy, just great food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Knox Machinery. Jerry Garrett, general manager, lives in Fort Loramie, sales engineer from Knox Machinery, who also lives in Fort Loramie, is Nick Meyer. Thank you very much to Knox. 18-9 run by Fort Loramie over the last 9 minutes of this game to pull it out over Marion Local, which played extremely well. Fort Loramie now 19-0 on the year. And Marion Local is now 14-5. Five close hard luck setbacks. Very good Marion Local team. Exhibited fine performances all across the board. Well-rounded showing by the Flyers. It's just not Sammy Holscher. She got contributions from everywhere. That made it very interesting. Fort Loramie's superb free throw shooting, a difference down the stretch as the Redskins win it by 6, 51-45. Fort Loramie's got Fairlawn and Houston this week. In fact, senior night is coming up for the Fort Loramie girls on Thursday. Home date with Fairlawn on Tuesday. And we've got the game covered next Saturday afternoon up in Findlay. Fort Loramie plays Findlay Liberty Benton, highly ranked in the state in girls Division III. That should be one heck of a game. Or is Findlay Liberty Benton Division II? All of a sudden,
I'm not sure.
All of a sudden, I've had a brain glitch.
I'm just hoping Bryant feels better next Saturday.
What a game. It was a good game.
Yeah. It was a good game. And like I said, what Loramie truly needs is the last two games that they've played against good MAC teams that are going to battle. I understand now they have to play. They wouldn't even play in a region. They'd play each other in a district final, New Knoxville and Marion Local.
Oh, yeah. They'll be in the same district.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Only one of those MAC schools, St. Henry, Fort Recovery, New Knoxville, Marion Local, could advance on to the regional. They would collide in the district, district semi or district final. Again tonight, we've got action for you from Rushi. Versailles boys invade the lair of the Raiders after Versailles was upset last night by New Bremen. Rushi was beaten badly at Jackson Center. We'll see which team can bounce back this evening on scoresbroadcast.com. Tip-off 7:30, airtime at 7 o'clock tonight. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors today, including the three from Fort Loramie with us each and every Redskins game, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing Electric Heating and Air Conditioning. Don't forget, Brookins in Fort Loramie tonight. Boy, the Saturday special, pork chops, marinated, savory, tasty, delicious at Brookins tonight in Fort Loramie. Anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie in Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank, SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. So if you're looking to buy, build, or refinance a home, don't forget Osgood. Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment buying a home on acreage or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Bodkins boys, by the way, beat Houston last night, so Bodkins has won outright the Shelby County Athletic League Boys Championship by virtue of the Bodkins win and the Rushi loss to Jackson Center. And again tonight, airtime 7 o'clock, Rushi entertains Versailles in boys basketball action this evening.
For Tracy back at the radio station, thanks so much for board operations for our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM audience, for our online scoresbroadcast.com audience. For Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Fort Loramie, where the Fort Loramie Redskins girls have defeated the Marion Local Flyers in a real good contest this afternoon, 51-45.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.